now done with spooky season. We are fully in autumn or fall. And you know that we are in fall here in the United States because in November, the leaves change, don't they? And they start to fall. And that's what today's story is about. Dun, da, da, dum. It's called Leaf Man! Leaf Man! It's by Lois L. Hurt. And it is read today by Mommy and... Huh? What? Did you say soup? Are you a bowl of soup? Okay, here we go. Leaf Man used to live near me in a pile of leaves. And in the picture, we can see Leaf Man. And it looks like he actually is a pile of leaves, right?
But yesterday, the wind blew Leaf Man away.
He left no travel plans. Oh no. A good gust of wind really can make a big difference if you've got a pile of leaves, can't it? The last time I saw him, he was headed east.
Past the chickens.
Oh, have you ever made a chicken out of leaves before? Because in the picture, we can see that the person who's written this book has taken the leaves and turned them so that they look like
chickens.
Oh, toward the marsh, over the ducks and geese. And in the picture, we can see, oh my goodness, these are ducks and geese made out of leaves. Whoever made this was very creative.
A leaf man got to go where the wind blows.
That's true. He blew over the fields of pumpkins and winter squash. And I see in the picture, there are beautiful leaves that look like pumpkins and squash. But there's also some other things hidden in this picture. Leaves that look like something else. What do you see?
Mice and hearts.
Yep. Oh my. He flew over the turkey, past potatoes, carrots, and cabbages in rows. But all of these things are made out of
leaves.
There's one particular impressive piece of art going on here. They've taken two leaves with their stems to make them into the turkey's legs. And they look really cute, don't they? Yeah. Have you ever tried to make shapes out of leaves before? I think that's the next thing we have to do. We have to go out and get the leaves and see if we can make a turkey with them. Then he blew out of sight.
Is he drifting west above the orchards?
What is an orchard?
Like a place where fruits and veggies grow.
Yeah, like a farm maybe? Yeah, orchards are exactly that. That's where you would find apples that you would pick during the autumn, or over the prairie meadows. And I can see a bunny rabbit hiding in there, can you? And past the spotted cows?
Well, a leaf man's gotta go where the wind blows.
Yes, he does. And you can see the wind is blowing and all these leaves are being put into new shapes. But this the spotted cow is pretty impressive, isn't it? Maybe Leafman's gliding on a lake breeze. And we can see the lake. I can see some animals in the lake. Can you? Which animals do you see?
Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
A fish.
Oh, yeah. Maybe more than one fish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or flying along the river? Can you see more fish here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of them are really beautiful fish. But they're not really fish, they're leaves. Mm-hmm. Everything in this book is leaves. Following butterflies going south.
Well, a leaf man's gotta go where the wind blows.
Mm-hmm. And we can see these beautiful leaves. They do look like butterflies, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I think what they've done is they've taken a couple leaves and laid them down and then stuck another leaf on top of it so that the two leaves on the bottom look like wings and the top leaf looks like the body of the butterfly, the caterpillar part of the butterfly. He might even be traveling north above leaves that look like him, or flying over mountains with a flock of birds. Wow, those birds are impressive.
Mm-hmm.
When Leaf Man looks down on Earth, is he lonesome for a home?
Mm.
Have you ever seen leaves be blown up into the wind, like on a gale?
Mm-hmm.
Like in a windstorm? This I do know. Where a Leaf Man will land, only the wind knows.
So listen for
a rustle
in the leaves.
Can you see where they're hiding in these leaves? I can see a mouse, a turkey, a fish, a turtle.
Wait, where's the fish? Turtle?
What's this?
Turkey?
Duck, maybe?
Duck. Maybe you'll find a leaf man waiting to go home with you.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's Leaf Lady and Leaf Man.
Maybe you'll find a leaf lady.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have leaf babies. I don't know. Whenever I see a beautiful leaf, I have to take a good long look at it. What I like about this book, my friends, is that they have multiple different kinds of leaves in the book, and they show you what kind of trees the leaves are from, and they even tell you where they got the leaves. Here's one from New Mexico. Here's one from Wisconsin. This one's from California. This one's from Florida. All over the place, there are leaves. Mm-hmm. And my friends,
I'm guessing there has to be one that's like Wisconsin? Oh, yeah. Wisconsin.
And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.